Good morning. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. I'm Janine. This is Get the Funk Out. If you're not familiar with my show, I've been doing the show since 2011, and you can head over to the show blog and catch up on what I've been up to, but it's been a long, wonderful ride. I have a great guest standing by to join us. Randy Smith is going to talk about her new book and lots more. It's Ada Holloway's Had Enough, and let me tell you a little bit about it. It has just come out, and in 2024, 2,452 books were targeted for censorship in schools and public libraries. These book ban attempts overwhelmingly impact young adult titles and the teens these books educate, entertain, and inspire. Debut young adult novelist Randy Smith has written this wonderful book, and it is out now, and it serves to aid readers who want a tool that's both entertaining and educational. It's a way to encourage tough and often intergenerational conversations about mentorship, advocacy, and the fight for intellectual freedom. And she's joining us now. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you so much for having me.
Where are you calling in from?
I am calling in from Owensboro, Kentucky.
That's what I thought. I read your bio. So you're born and raised there.
Yep, and I absolutely love it here.
I've heard wonderful things about Kentucky.
Yeah, we got a lot of great stuff going on, I guess, especially if you like bourbon and horses. So,
well, you don't want to mix the two.
No, I would not recommend it.
No, not at all. So did you always know, Randy, that you wanted to be a writer?
That is an interesting question because I went back and forth a lot. My first quote-unquote novel, you could say, that I wrote was in high school. It was kind of like an after-school club, and we all wrote books in a month and then edited them in a month and self-published. And it was, I call it, you know, a school project, and it was great.
Sounds great.
And, yeah, it was what inspired me eventually to go to Belmont University in Nashville, where I studied publishing. But at that point, I hadn't really written much since, and I had kind of convinced myself that, oh, I don't want to be an author. I want to just work in the book business and behind-the-scenes stuff. And somehow I kind of got thrust into this where part of the publishing curriculum at Belmont, we ended up writing the first 18,000 words of a manuscript.
Whoa.
Which, yeah, it turned out actually to be the first 18,000 words of Ada Holloway's Had Enough, my debut novel. And it just kind of worked out that my advisor at the time had started this literary agency, and I was her first former student that she signed on. And I just kind of found myself being an author, and I'm not mad about it. I've absolutely loved the experience, and I'm excited to continue working, even though I never thought I'd be on this side of the industry.
I love it. You want to give her a shout out?
Sarah Weigel is the best.
Yes.
She is not only teaching and the head of the publishing program at Belmont University, but she is with Amy McConnell Literary Agency. 10 out of 10, absolutely amazing human being and amazing worker.
She really is. I've known her for a while now. She's fantastic.
She is.
So I want to dive in. What was the moment or the spark that made you realize you wanted to bring this story to life?
This is also thanks to Sarah Weigel. At Belmont, we have what's called WellCore, and we basically sit through various seminars about different things. Some of them are like financial wellness, they'll call it. Some are occupational wellness. And because I was a publishing student and I was super happy to go to Belmont, I would recommend it for anyone who's even remotely interested.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah had created, I think it was called Library Love, and she had invited like the Belmont librarian, for example, and a couple of others who were talking about book banning. This was back in 2023, which was kind of a high point for book banning. It was in the news certainly more, and it had more national attention at that point. But it was the first time I had ever learned about book banning. It was something I knew had existed in the past, but I had absolutely no idea that it was as prevalent in the modern day as it was, and that it almost exclusively affects teens and younger readers.
Yeah.
it just kind of opened my eyes. At the time, I was, you know, in my early 20s, I thought I knew everything. And all of a sudden, I'm like, oh, no, I don't know everything. This is a very big issue that is affecting me. And I had no idea. And I honestly couldn't let it go. At the same time, I had to write a short story for one of my classes that Sarah Weigel taught. And I sat there not knowing what to write about, just sitting with the anger, how upset I felt that these books were under attack for a reason I just couldn't comprehend or justify. And it turned into this short story that I called my catharsis. I thought, you know, I would write about it and I would feel better personally, but it just kind of, this story eventually became Ada Holloway, and it just kind of steamrolled into this just expression of, you know, freedom to read and how to go about that.
What a great backstory of how this came about.
Yeah, it's insane. It's very coincidental. It's very, it feels like fate and kismet in a sense.
Sure.
But it's a great story, I think.
Well, when what Sarah does is really a gift, because I know when I was about 14 or 15, I had a teacher that inspired me. And when you start, you know, writing, and you're not under the pressure to publish, but you're just pouring this, you know, the story out on the page, and then you're crafting it like a piece of clay, you know, and you have this amazing mentorship. It's fantastic.
And so much of my story is all about the teachers that have inspired me. When I wrote, you know, the first story way back in high school, my first kind of brush with writing, I wouldn't have done it if not for some old English teachers of mine that really encouraged and inspired me. And so to have that again in college, it just kind of hits home how great it is to have this strong and caring mentorship and how far you can go with the help of your teachers. It's absolutely just mind-blowing looking back. I would not be where I am if not for these people.
That's beautiful. So let's dive in. Without giving too much away, can you give listeners a little synopsis?
Yes. So Ada Holloway is our 18-year-old protagonist. She is a senior in high school. She's got one final essay she needs to write before she graduates and then figures out what she wants to do with her life. And the one book she needs, she decides she wants to write on the town's founder. The one book is in their public library, but before she can get to it, it is pulled from library shelves and is under review for a book ban. So Ada and her best friend David and her cousin Molly and the library staff decide to start a secret library book club in order to get Ada the book she needs and in order for her to write her essay.
Beautiful. And so what was this like for you? You wrote this during the pandemic, correct?
I wrote it during my senior year of college. So this was 2024.
Okay, post-pandemic, I would say.
Yes.
Did you find yourself revising a lot or just adding on, or what was the process like?
What was crazy is that as I wrote this for this school project, 1,000 words, I didn't really have an idea of how I wanted the story to end. It wasn't on my radar at all. And so I gave it to Sarah. She liked it, offered to represent me. And all of a sudden, I found myself post-college having to finish a story where I set things up and had very little intention of finishing it, at least as soon as I did. And looking back, I can say that I put so much of myself into this story without realizing.
I was wondering.
That post-college job search was not fun, and it wasn't easy. And I think a lot of that uncertainty about life and about figuring out who you are when you don't have what you used to have, those home familiar comforts, I think you can see a lot of that in Ada and how she's trying to navigate both being 18, both technically being an adult, but also not, also very much still being a senior in high school who has her parents and has to follow their rules and also figure out how to tell them who she is because she changes as a character. It's a very interesting dynamic.
What would you like readers to take away from this? I mean, there's a lot of things, a lot of great messages.
I would like readers to take away, whether it's, you know, any teens who happen to be listening in or any parents or teachers or librarians who are interested, book banning is still very much a hot topic. You could say it's sometimes seen as a political issue. But I think what is amazing about Ada's story is that it is not a political book. You can keyword search and you're not going to find any certain political parties. What this book really strives to show is the struggle teens go through to figure out who they are and who they want to be, but also the struggle in telling the world how they've changed, telling especially their parents and their loved ones who they are and who they are trying to be, and showcasing a very empathetic conversation. Be like, we may not agree about book bans, for example, but we still love each other and we're still going to figure this out because we're family and we love each other. And that is what is most important to this novel.
I really love this because it's really about having these meaningful conversations about censorship, and it's intergenerational.
Mm-hmm. It is. I mean, at various points in the story, as Ada figures out who she wants to be, because she's 18, she has no idea. She has these very meaningful conversations with the adults in her life, just being like, I've kind of kept this from you, but this is who I am. Let's figure out how we can all be who we are without stepping on toes or making it a conflict, because we love each other and we just want each other to be happy.
Mm-hmm. When you were Ada's age, did you find yourself with the ability to speak up and express yourself, or is this a message you would like, you wish you had had that empowerment?
Mm-hmm. I will preface this by saying both of my parents are awesome, and it was less that they wouldn't agree with me and they would be upset with me, and more that I was just so afraid to make my voice known. I didn't know how to do it. I didn't have any examples. But I will say Ada has conversations with each of her parents in this novel that I kind of say are the conversations I wish I had had with my parents at that age.
Sure.
It was just, I had no idea how to express myself. I was still learning even who I was, and I didn't know how to make that known. And it just kind of, you know, you bottle it up and you don't understand. And there was no fear on my side. I knew, you know, whatever I decided I wanted to be or who I wanted to be would be accepted. It was just, I had no idea how to express it. It felt like taboo in a sense. And so Ada really is a great example for others of showing that you can be who you are and still be able to exist with your parents. And it's not always a scary thing. It's a very liberating feeling. You just have to find the courage in yourself to have that moment.
That's beautiful. And just because you speak up doesn't mean there will be a conflict. It means you're getting your point across and you learn how to communicate with the people under your roof.
Communication isn't conflict by nature, and it doesn't have to be, and it shouldn't be. Communication is vital. It's something we do every single day, whether we mean to or not, but it's not a debate. It's not an argument. Sometimes it really is just a conversation, and that's great.
I love that. Do you see Ada as someone who reinvents herself, and is that modeled after you?
She certainly reinvents herself. She, as you can imagine, is kind of a passive character, kind of figuring out how to be an active participant in her own life. And with hindsight, I can definitely say that transition from high school to college to adulthood, you know, I finally found that post-college job I was really struggling for a couple years ago. And I really think that's just something we all go through, whether we want to or not. And I can definitely say, not intentionally, Ada really is modeled after that experience of just being kind of lost and confused and scared. And just as time goes by, as you figure things out, you just feel more confident in who you are and who you want to be.
I love that. So was there a moment where you thought, I'm having a hard time finishing this? Or as you got closer to the end, you knew how it was going to wrap up?
I always knew the ending in like the big overall, like the events of the book ban. I always knew how I wanted that to go. Mm-hmm. I actually had a lot more trouble in the middle than necessarily the end. And I always joke, especially with Sarah, like, I'm never going to write another passive character. It is so hard to write a passive character when they have to do things to make the story work. That was that transition. And while I'm very proud of how it turned out, and I'm proud for what it can give readers, it was very difficult to write, and it was hard to connect point A to point B in a way that I felt was true and realistic and also entertaining, because that's what books are at the end of the day.
Sure.
So I would say that was more difficult than the ending somehow.
Well, and congratulations. I'm going to read the Kirkus review, the listeners. I want to, and then I want to get your thoughts on how this felt. Many young readers will come away with a clearer understanding of book challenges, censorship, and First Amendment rights. But the novel delivers these lessons with a light touch, grounding them in everyday struggles of high school kids. As Ada navigates the trials of adolescence, she discovers that choice and voice matter, and that even quiet actions can spark meaningful change. A story that explores confidence, bravery, and real-world pressures with admirable restraint, offering insights without drifting into melodrama. Wow.
Yeah.
How did that feel when you read that?
Well, this is the first, industry review we got in. So you can imagine our, absolute delight reading this.
Yes.
And I'm still kind of in shock with how succinctly that puts it, because while I was writing, and after the school project, after I'd been signed and I was trying to make this a novel, I really did struggle with the idea of I wanted this book to talk about book banning in a way that was healthy and also show some what not to do in a way that could prompt communication. But I also wanted this to be a book that was fun to read. And it was hard in my mind to, put the two together. Because in my mind, I think of books and I think of, the fun, romance and sci-fi and fantasy. And they can tackle similar issues, but in a different way. But this is realistic. This is contemporary. This is present day. And people can see themselves in this. And I really did I wanted to balance the fun with also, this is an important lesson people can take and learn from and grow from. So to see it so beautifully put in Kirkus, of all places, that people, it's hard to put into words just how
it's beautiful,
humble and proud I am of what I have accomplished. And I hope I hope all the good things that I feel everyone else feels reading this book too.
Well, congratulations. That's quite the review. Do you already have an idea for your next novel?
I have several ideas. My go-to writing strategy is to never stop, because if I stop, I might not start again.
Okay. Makes
sense. I think The Farthest Along is another young adult book. I do think it leans more towards fantasy, but I also have ideas for clean adult romance, and I just have many ideas. I'm a woman of many ideas.
I love that.
And I like the idea of being able to explore whatever has my fancy at the moment.
Beautiful.
So I've got lots brewing.
I love it. So my show is called Get the Funk Out.
And I love that.
Thank you. So if someone listening right now is going through something and they feel like they've had enough in their own life, what do you think Ada would say?
Oh, that's such a good question. Well, I think Ada would encourage, based on her own experiences, the best way to get the funk out is to actually address it. Mm-hmm. Do not run from it like she does. And that doesn't mean run headfirst into any sort of conflict. You have to start with yourself and then maybe work out to some very close friends and then maybe your family. And then you just slowly work out from there. You start with yourself. You figure out what you want to do, what steps need to be taken, and then you slowly work your way through all the people in your life until suddenly you're free and you're out there and you know what's happening and where you want to go.
I love that. And sometimes it's so uncomfortable to put yourself out there, but when you take that step, even if it's a baby step each way, each day, you never know. You become braver and stronger and gain so much wisdom.
You just got to be open to it. And sometimes it takes your best friend kicking it into high gear and saying, hey, we're starting a secret library book club and you're joining. And you just got to be open to that and be ready for it.
Yes. You just have to say yes and okay. And when is it?
Yes, exactly.
What does your book tour look like?
We've been to several conferences already, which has been super fun. Next week, I'm going to be in Nashville quite a bit. I have several events happening at Belmont University, which is super exciting. I think we're going to be speaking at TNLA in Knoxville. But what I'm most excited about, next Friday, April 24th, I'm going to be at Parnassus Books in conversation with Sharon Cameron, who is a historical fiction YA author. She's absolutely amazing. I invite anyone who happens to be in Nashville that day to RSVP with Parnassus and come hang out. It's going to be a great time. After that, we're still looking at things. We're still moving around. I know we've got some exciting things in the works, but I don't know if I can talk about them.
That's okay. I could really imagine you going into schools and doing book talks, and maybe the person in conversation with you is a student.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do have some school visits lined up, and I really hope I can bring some not only joy to these students, but maybe a feeling of empowerment. I know the first step is just knowing what's going on and what you can do, and sometimes that is being like, here's a list of things you can do if book banning upsets you. Here's the people in your life you should talk to about it, and that is just the first step, and I'm excited to be able to start this conversation with students.
I love that. Maybe you could think of a way you could stream it, or people could post some videos if you have an Instagram. That would be great for people that are not in the area.
That is a great idea, and I might have to bring my tripod and record a great conversation, because that's ultimately what this book is all about, is starting conversations, and that seems like a great idea to get the word out.
Definitely.
So I might have to add that to my bag there.
Do it, definitely. Where can people find out more about you, Randy?
The best place is my website, which is randysmithwrites.com. But if you have TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, I'm also at Randy Smith Writes. And you can subscribe to my Substack if you want weekly information delivered right to your inbox.
Fantastic. Randy, thank you so much for calling in. This has been great. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And thank you for having me.
And say hi to Sarah.
Oh, I will. She's probably eagerly awaiting my message.
Fantastic.
To say how well this has gone.
You'll have to tell her we gave her a shout out.
Oh, will do.
Okay. Be well. Take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. That was Randy Smith calling in to talk about her debut young adult novel, Ada Holloway's Had Enough. If you missed any part of this powerful conversation, and it's a very relatable one, it will be up as a podcast within an hour after I wrap. Randy Smith's novel, Ada Holloway's Had Enough, is a reminder that those moments when we feel pushed to the edge can really also be a beginning of something honest and maybe even transformative. I want to thank Randy so much for joining us. It was a powerful conversation. And to everyone listening, if something in this conversation resonates with you, maybe it's worth asking yourself, what might change if you finally listen to that voice and says, enough? If you ever want to comment on my weekly shows, you can send me an email to Janeane, J-A-N-E-A-N-E @KUCI.org. And let's see what else. I am going to set up a Substack. I think that's a great idea. I've been considering that. I just have to make some time. Second half of the show, Lori Gold is going to join us with Kiss, Marry, Kill. It's a fantastic novel. You can find out more about it on the show blog, getthefunkoutshow.kuci.org. What else? I do want to mention, if you are in a funk, one of the best cures for a funk is the arts. There's so much going on here at UCI. If you visit thebarclay.org, they have an amazing calendar of events coming up. I will be scheduling an interview with someone coming up to talk about their calendar, which is packed with really fun, engaging events, really for anyone. There's also the Claire Trevor School of the Arts. They have a fantastic calendar. You can Google that. And it's for anyone, really. Whether you're a student here or someone in our community, there's something for everyone. So we're going to take a break, and then we will be back with Lori Gold. You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. If you're not familiar with our shows and our station, you can visit our website, kuci.org. You can visit our socials, KUCI-FM. And I'll be back in just a moment. You've been listening to Get the Funk Out right here on KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine.